Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is Chris Easterling of the Akron Beacon Journal, and he joins us now. Chris, how's it going?
Not too bad, Jake. How you doing?
I'm not doing bad at all. We got news today, right? It feels like it's been a bad offseason. If you're a Browns fan, it's just been negative news on negative news. Today was the first day where it really felt like a positive. We get Joe Bitonio back. We're feeling good. I do have to then throw in the wrench, though. Hey, do you think this is Joel Bitonio coming back on the idea of he's got one more year of his contract to play out and he's just coming back? Now, I don't want to say collecting a paycheck because that's not really Joel, but just coming back to finish things out. Or does this maybe have to do with something that the Browns are selling and that they're going to be competitive, potentially linking in with Miles? Which side of that are you on?
Maybe a little bit of combination of both. I mean, Joel obviously, has said multiple times that, he doesn't want to go out. He didn't want to go out, kind of the way he went, with last year being that lasting taste from, the end of his career. But, he also, the years wear on and the bumps and the bruises, the aches and the pains, I know it was a tough decision for him, but at the end of the day, he decided that he was up for it. I'm sure, he said, there is 1 year left of my contract, and I don't look at that as collecting a paycheck. I look at it as a guy who, look, I signed a contract and I'm going to play out the contract and I'm going to, do my obligation. But also, I think there's a sense of, regardless of what he was told by management, I think he wants to do everything he can to not make 3-14 be the last thing, kind of on the resume, so to speak.
Yeah, that would definitely make sense. I mean, you don't want to finish out your career that way, especially the 11-year, now going into 12-year career that he's had. I guess Jeremy Fowler was on with our morning show today, Chris, and he acknowledged the fact that he was in the minority, but said that he still felt there was a 40 to 50% chance that Miles could be back in Cleveland to start the year. And that was before the Joel news coming out. I'd imagine that you're probably somewhere lower on that list, but does this make any change? Is this any sort of type of sell to Miles? Or is this just, okay, Joel's back and those two situations are completely separated from each other in your mind?
I think they're kind of mutually exclusive, but I don't think it hurts. In terms of, Miles sees another guy who he absolutely respects in that locker room, who, quite frankly, is, at least if you were talking about career accomplishments, standing in the league. I mean, Joel Bitonio, Miles Garrett is a certain Hall of Famer, I believe, future Hall of Famer. Joel Bitonio is at least in the consideration. Now, there's a lot of guys, that are ahead of him at that position, but he's certainly a guy who's going to get consideration, I imagine, at some point when his career is over for induction into Canton. So I think, you know, that's somebody that Miles respects, looks up to, you know, as some, you know, one of the older guys in the room. But in terms of decision for Miles, I don't think it has a small piece in it. That said, you know, I haven't necessarily thought that Miles is going to be moved. I really think this is a situation that we're talking about well into the summertime, maybe well into, you know, the end of August, beginning of September. There's nothing that's forcing the Browns to trade him. I mean, the salary cap, if the finances, if you move him right now, would be, I mean, they would just be, you know, the salary cap hit would be massive, and it's untenable for them unless you're doing a complete teardown, which they clearly they don't want to do. And for, you know, so, and Miles has no reason, and he said he's not going to sign a contract extension. I wonder how much Max Crosby's deal today maybe changes things. I don't know. I mean, that's just a question kind of to ask or wonder, contemplate. But, you know, it's just until there's games, I think the one side sees that they're really not bluffing. They will, you know, once there's reason to believe that there's no bluffing going on here, you know, Miles will miss games. The Browns will hold firm until, you know, they're willing, go ahead, sit out if you really believe that. And until you get to that point, I think we're just going to sit in the stalemate.
Hey, so then you would probably, and just reaffirming the idea that you just said it, though, we had a lot of names over the weekend sort of popped up as teams. The Eagles have been rumored since late last week. And then I know the Lions and Bills are multiple reports on both those teams, basically saying they'd give a haul. You would not consider that to be rumblings within the Browns building of potentially shifting and wanting to move on from Miles, but more so just the sort of smack in the forehead, duh, obvious decision of, yeah, of course teams want Miles.
Of course. I mean, that I think it's as much, you know, those, you know, people, you know, speculating, well, we're, you know, you're playing the game we always love to play. He's like, where's the, you know, we love to connect, you know, play trade master, you know, I'm going to play amateur GM, and it's like, what kind of deal could get from Baltimore, or, you know, not Baltimore, but like Buffalo or Detroit, you know, like you said, and it's just not happening because Andrew Berry, I think this is an area where they are holding firm. They're like, you have 2 years left on your contract. We are not going to get market value for you. And lastly, it's a $36 million cap hit. And we're not taking that on. They really believe that they can turn this around, and they can turn this around relatively quickly, specifically if they get the quarterback situation figured out. So no, they're not taking calls, you know, and that's their firm stance right now.
Chris Easterling, Akron Beacon Journal, with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You point out the quarterback position. Obviously been the stir of the town. Recently, following the combine, Shedeur Sanders has seen what feels like a drop in his stock. What do you chalk that up to as to why, following the combine, it drops the way that it does?
Because people have something to talk about between now and the draft.
That feels about right.
I'll be perfectly honest. Nothing has changed with this quarterback group since they haven't played a game in the last 2 months. Most of these quarterbacks, yeah, a few of them threw, but certainly Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders did nothing in Indianapolis in terms of playing the position of quarterback on the field. That makes sense why suddenly, you know, opinions change, other than maybe people are just being more open with their opinions now compared to before. You know, they were kind of playing close to the vest before Indianapolis. and coming out, you know, the little more open. I don't know. I think it's all just part of this, these games that get played pre-draft and smoke screens and everything. And, you know, the Shedeur Sanders is the same Shedeur Sanders he was the beginning of the week as he was the end of the week. And the same with Cam Ward. I mean, they have looked at these people, these quarterbacks before. So, I don't know. I mean, look, it's still, nothing's changed in terms of my opinion of this quarterback class. I don't like it. I'll just be upfront. I will be also willing to admit if I'm wrong and that Cam Ward turns into the next Patrick Mahomes or Shedeur Sanders turns into the next Joe Burrow. But at the same time, I mean, there's been years of film of these guys playing, and, you know, they are who they are, and I'm sure they'll develop and they're going to work on their games. But, I mean, I don't just see these home run sure things in this group that, you know, maybe some other people see.
So then, with that being said, you don't like the quarterback class. The Browns are obviously up to their own interpretation of it. Where do you see most likely the Browns going quarterback at some point in this draft, assuming that you feel they do at some point go quarterback here? I felt that, by the way. I felt that. That is what I've been thinking about this quarterback class for the last few months is what are the Browns going to do in a deep sigh?
Again, if it was me, I would – you know, the best situation would be Tennessee takes rolls the dice on Cam Ward, and the Browns take Abdul Carter at two, assuming the medicals come out, and they get the quarterback. They get, you know, somebody on day three. But tell me who they get next week, you know, starting next week. I mean, that's the other piece of this. And I know they need a young franchise quarterback. I get that. But I don't think that young franchise quarterback's in this group, or it's not there to where a group of guys who need to win this year, Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, aren't saving your job. If you know, they're a couple of years away, I believe, from being that kind, you know, that kind of quarterback. If they are to become that, so you know, there's just so many moving parts with this quarterback thing that, you know, I want to see what they do in the veteran market first before you know really. I mean, maybe something comes loose, comes free, and they get an answer there in the, you know, free agency or a trade or whatever. And maybe they can, you know, take it, you know, move on to a Jalen Milroe or a Jackson Dart or, you know, whomever, you know, in the second round or third round. But to be honest, they picked the wrong year to completely need to rework their quarterback room. In all manners of trying to figure this out, it's not a good year to be in the market for one.
Yeah, no, it almost makes me feel like I'd rather have had DTR and PJ Walker take over for Joe Flacco last year, and Joe Flacco never be in the building. Because then it would have been, if you ended up with the number two pick, well, Jaden Daniels would have been on your doorstep. That would have felt really good, not whatever the Browns
are. Or, you know, whoever.
Yeah, I mean, right.
So, yeah, or, you know, next year, you could have held off to next year where, you know, now – we'll see what next year's class turns out to be, but, you know, there are potentially better options next year. But this is the year they're in, and, you know, they win 3-14, so now they got to find a way to get themselves out of 3-14.
Well, hey, let's say they decide Cam Ward's the guy, and that's a decision that they come to. We've talked on the station for a couple of days about the idea that, sure, they could trade up to number one, and if you want that guy and he's truly, in your eyes, a franchise difference maker, you make that happen. I guess what I would ask you is, do you think it would take as much as like 2 and 33? That's one of the ideas I've seen thrown out there, that it would take trading pick 2 and then your next pick at 33 just to move up one spot, and if that was the case, is it worth it?
I think you need to throw something else in, probably. I would not this year's draft, but probably like I've seen some options for like the Giants to move from 3 to 1, and you know there's a 2026 third rounder mentioned along with you know the Giants third, first, and second this year. And if I'm Tennessee, I'm holding on to that pick until you're going to have to blow me away because, you know, you hear again, this is all, it's early March. So, you know, what's true, what's not, who knows. But I mean, it sounds like Tennessee is intrigued by Cam Ward. You know, they're in a position where they want to find, they really want to find an answer at quarterback. They're not happy with Will Levis. So Cam Ward, you know, it sounds like they liked what they saw. So, I mean, they may just sit there and take the pick, and in order to pry it away, you're going to have to sort of kind of give them an offer they can't refuse. And so I think it's going to cost more than just 2 and 33. I think you're going to have to sweeten the pot a little bit. Now, whether it's one pick, two picks, I don't know. But my guess is it's going to take more than just a couple of picks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Chris Easterling, Akron Beacon Journal, with us on the hotline. Chris, I'll get you out of here with this. Out of the four major free agents sitting there for the Browns right now, between Nick Chubb, Jed Wills, Elijah Moore, and Jameis Winston, who, if anyone, do you think has a good shot of coming back and being a Brown next year?
I'd go Nick because I wonder what type of market Nick's going to have. And if the market doesn't really develop for Nick the way, you know, he hopes, maybe there's a pathway back to, you know, signing an incentive-laden deal with back with the Browns. But after that, you know, I'd probably go Nick one, Jed 2, Elijah 2, Jed 3, and Jameis 4 if I had to rank them. But, you know, that I'm not certain any of them are necessarily back on this team next year.
He's Chris Easterling of the Akron Beacon Journal. Chris, good talking to you. I look forward to doing it sometime soon. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your night, man.
Hey, thanks again for having me on, Jake.
Yep, absolutely. Again,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.